Okay, we had somebody saying here. So, Brian, are you with us? You want to say hello?
Hey, Pat, I'm here.
Cool. For anybody who doesn't know Brian Edmondson, he also works with me at Overcome Everything. He's a marketing genius on his in his own right, and he would like to say hi to Eric and check it out.
Hey, Brian, how are you?
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing great, man. Thanks for taking a minute and jumping on the call. It's good to hear your voice. How you been?
Doing well, and congratulations on your recent launch. I know you're doing some really exciting things.
Thank you so much, man. It's been, as you know, I mean, we've chatted and seen each other at events. It's been a year in the making and probably 6 months longer than it should have taken, but it feels really good. I'm really proud of what I've done.
Awesome.
Okay, awesome. I guess we ought to get started. It's just after 9 o'clock, so we've started the recording. And this is Pat Marcello with Blogging for Boomers. And I want to welcome everyone to the call, and you too, Brian. I appreciate you being here. We have a really special call. There are so many people online right now that are trying to make some extra money because of the recession, and they're trying to get their businesses started online. And, you know, it's just really difficult when you're starting out. You may know a little bit or you don't know anything at all, and it's really hard. And you struggle. You feel overwhelmed and technically inadequate. And I have somebody here that can actually part some of those clouds for you. And if you don't know Eric Stafford, he is the Faster Webmaster. And Eric comes from an advertising and design background. He's won numerous awards over the past 15 years, and he's worked with a wide range of companies and freelance clients. But in 2006, Eric formed Stafford Marketing, and in early 2007, he launched his first Faster Webmaster product, which was really very, very popular. He did really well with it because it was such a great product. And a month later, he did so well that he actually quit his job, and now he works from home, building his business. It's really awesome. How fortunes can be made and how quickly that can be done. Eric, as we've been talking about, lives in Florida now with his wife and his two adorable children. And Eric, welcome to the call.
Thank you so much. I'm really pleased to be here. I appreciate you having me on.
So tell us a little bit about, your background and where you've been up till now.
Well, I kind of drifted around for several years, and I didn't quite know that I was an entrepreneurial spirit until quite recently. I always just thought I was a bit of a lazy. No, I'm just kidding. I always thought I was just a bit, creative or right-brained, but I just always kind of felt really that the traditional 9-to-5 job was just not for me. I really, I enjoy having control over affecting change. And in the jobs that I've had over my life lifetime, that hasn't really always been the case. And so, I moved around a bit. I tried different things out. I actually ran a deli for quite a while. I was the head cheese guy at a deli. Not a lot of people know that. But I did that for a little while. And, I've done things here and there, and it wasn't really until I never had any desire to learn the computer, and it wasn't really until my wife kind of focused in on me and said, hey, listen, this is where things are headed. You really need to learn this stuff. And so I sat down and spent a good amount of time on my rear end, and I actually taught myself how to become a webmaster. I taught myself how to build pages and websites and how to get domain names and all that fun stuff. And, I never took any classes for it. I was completely self-taught. And from there, I learned Photoshop, and I started putting some of my art background to work, and I started becoming a really good designer. And what's interesting is that with all the experience that I had over the course of probably, a good 8 years just learning, and I started taking jobs as, like, a webmaster and then eventually you know, a interactive designer and then a creative director. You know, I kind of moved up the chain or whatever. But it's funny because in all the years of doing that and in all the years that I had worked on the Internet, even as recently as, the middle of 2006, which was just 2 years ago, I had never heard of a squeeze page. I'd never heard of an opt-in. I'd never bought or read an e-book. I didn't know a thing about conversions or payment gateways or, you know, upsells, downsells, battery cells, brain cells. I didn't know anything about any of that. It was an entire industry that I just knew nothing about. And so even with all my skills as a webmaster and as a graphic designer, which, you know, granted, that stuff does enable me to build website pages and design really nice graphics, but I still had a very steep learning curve as I came into this industry. And you know, I got overwhelmed. I got frustrated. I signed up for a bunch of lists so that I could try and learn what was going on. You know, if I can get overwhelmed and frustrated with all of my experience, then I can only imagine how overwhelming it must be for someone who didn't come into it with some sort of web background or marketing background.
Interesting, really interesting. Well, let me just tell you where you can go to see Eric's website. It's at bloggingforboomers.com/webmaster. That's blogging, the number 4, boomers.com/webmaster. And you can kind of follow along with what we're talking about. And, you know, take a good look at this because Eric has something pretty sweet that he might want to throw in as a bonus if we twist his arm, you know, if you really get interested in this stuff. And I have no reason to believe that you wouldn't. It's really solid, solid information. So, Eric, let me ask you, you know, what do you think the biggest stumbling block for beginners is?
Well, I think that's a great question, and I think I probably touched on it a little bit, so I'll drill it right home. I think it's information overwhelm. I think it's, a lack of direction or focus based on overwhelm. And I know that was my biggest stumbling block. And again, like I said, I mean, I came into this industry with a lot of webmastering skills and with a lot of design skills. And so I would ask everyone on the call tonight, you know, if you had those skills, do you think that would help shortcut your process to get up and running and be profitable? And I'm guessing that most of you are probably shaking your heads up and down. And I also came into this, you know, with some offline marketing experience. I had worked as a marketing director, and so I knew a bit about direct mail and a bit about prospecting and a bit about just marketing in general. And again, I mean, you know, you're shaking your head up and down. Yeah, that helps, right, to have that experience. And I also, you know, accidentally stumbled into having a really good friend slash mentor who had made millions of dollars on the Internet, completely by accident. You know, our daughters became friends at school, funny enough. And so I accidentally became friends with a mega successful Internet marketer. And I had access to him, you know, really quite frequently. And so, you know, again, do you think if you could become friends with a, you know, someone who was responsible for millions and millions of dollars of sales on the Internet, so much so that he was able to retire in his 30s, essentially, would that help you? I mean, this guy lived a mile away from my house, and by now your head is probably really going because, yeah. And those are all things that I had, Pat, and even still, I was just immobilized. I mean, you know, I didn't have anyone to hold my hand, and so I wound up going and starting to research my niche. You know, everyone says research your niche market, and I started doing that, and I knew pretty much off the bat that I was going to help people build their websites and deal with the technical aspects of things, mm-hmm. because that's what I'm good at. That's what I had done for years. I'd done some teaching, and I'd done some breakout sessions and classes. I used to do some stuff with Macromedia, and so I kind of had my target defined. But even still, you know, I subscribed to a bunch of lists, and, you know, all the stuff I got in the mail was very helpful and it was very interesting, but it was so much that I wound up spending most of my time reading emails, clicking on links, reading sales pages, and, you know, researching technologies that I didn't need right now, and then buying stuff that I didn't need right now. Mm-hmm. And again, I mean, I had a good, solid leg up on a lot of people. And even still, I got immobilized. I mean, I just was overwhelmed. I was buried. And so I think that without a shadow of a doubt, that is what I think the biggest stumbling block is that people face when they're getting started on the Internet.
Oh, yeah. I have to agree with that. I started 5 years ago really knowing far less than you, and it took me a much longer time to put it all together. But you seem to, like, do it, and I'm sure it's not because you knew this super guru guy, but you seem to, like, get it all together in a very short time. How did you do that?
You want to know the big secret?
Mm-hmm. I do.
you may think it's silly, but I'll tell you what, it worked. Here's what I did. And Pat, are you making a replay of this call available?
Yes, I am.
Okay, cool. So here's what I did. You guys take notes, would be great, but I don't want you to hurt your hand. So I tend to get excited about this stuff, and I may start talking a little fast. So here's what I did. I took a big stack of printer paper from my printer.
Mm-hmm.
And I started one by one writing in big, giant letters, one word per piece of paper, all of the things that I had read about or learned about. And this is after I'd kind of been beating my head against the wall and blowing money for a good 3 or 4 months.
Mm-hmm.
So on the first one, I wrote list building, and then I moved it to the side. Then on the second one, I wrote product, and I moved it to the side, because these are all things that different people had been sending me info about and telling me I needed to learn.
Right.
So on one I wrote traffic. On another I wrote blogging. On another I wrote copywriting. On another I wrote conversions and tracking. Traffic. Coaching program. I just wrote down all these kind of things. You know, back end profits. Marketing funnel. I wrote down all these things that everyone was telling me about. Video marketing, forum marketing. And so when I was done, I looked down at my desk. Actually, I didn't look at my desk. I looked there. You couldn't see my desk. I had a whole ton of different pieces of paper.
Right.
I think I had at least 15 of them. It may have even been closer to 20. And what I said is, I said, all right, Eric, if you want to have any chance at getting to market with anything, you need to get this list down to 4 things tops that you're going to focus on to get up and running and in action. And it may not be a perfect business. It may not be a perfect business model, but at least you'll be moving. And then you can kind of go back and revisit stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Good plan.
So I came up with, I moved everything to the side. I basically pushed everything off my desk except 4 things.
Yeah. Are you going to tell us what they are?
That was a pretty good pause right there, huh?
Yeah, I like that.
So yeah, sure. I'm glad to share with you what they are. And again, to those of you guys listening on this call, these may not be the 4 things that you're going to need to focus on. Some of that is going to be determined by you, by what your passions are, by what your skill set is, by the audience that you're going after, right? But these are the 4 things that I decided I needed to do. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I decided I needed to build a list. Was the first thing, list building.
Oh, absolutely.
without a shadow of a doubt, because most of the marketers that I had received emails from, at the very least, mentioned it.
Yep.
And I started seeing, when I started researching this industry, I started seeing forms and opt-in boxes everywhere. And so list building was on my list because, as you know, the rule of thumb that everyone talks about, everyone says the money's in the list, and then everyone else says, if you can build a list, you can generally get $1 per lead per month from your list.
Mm-hmm.
And so from where I was sitting, I was thinking, well, shoot, if I can build a list of 5,000 people, that essentially replaces my income. And then I can work full-time on this stuff, right?
Right.
So list building became the first piece of my puzzle, so I kept that on the table. And the second thing I kept on the table was a product. I knew I had to build a product for a couple of reasons. One of the reasons was I wanted credibility, and I wanted to be perceived as an expert, and I knew that with the knowledge I had in my head, I could put together a pretty amazing product.
Mm-hmm.
And so, I knew that, you know, that would be a second sale, you know, revenue stream, a second sales channel, or not sales channel, a second revenue stream, where I could be building a list and also selling my product somehow, right?
Right.
So that was my model, was I can get money out of the list and I can get money from selling this product somehow on the internet. So those were the first two things, were a list, list building, and then product creation. The third thing that I kept on my plate was some sort of payment gateway or mechanism so that I could accept payments for that product.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and by that I mean, you know, ClickBank or PayPal or one shopping cart or two checkout or whatever, some place where if people clicked, I want this, Eric, they would be taken somewhere where they could put in a credit card number and buy it and I would get the money.
Right.
And so that was the third thing on my list. It coupled with an affiliate program. I wanted, it was like a nebulous software thing was item number three for me, where I could accept payments and also pay affiliates a percentage for promoting it and sending me traffic.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and actually, just, you know, to be completely honest, what I wound up using for that third piece was ClickBank, because ClickBank is just insanely easy to use. You know, once you know what steps to take and in what order,
mm-hmm.
it's very easy to use, and it's $50 to list your product there, and they don't take monthly fees, Pat, which I just think is huge for beginners. You don't want to be paying monthly fees when you're not really up and running and making sales yet, right?
Right.
And they pay all your affiliates for you, so you don't even need to track, okay, well, so-and-so sold this many, so I owe them a check after this many days, and one of these people requested a refund, so wait, I don't owe them that one, and this and that, and that. Right?
Oh, yeah.
So that was my third piece. And then the fourth piece was traffic. I knew that once I had a system built online where people could join my list and then potentially buy my product if they thought it would help them, then all I needed to do was send visitors to that thing.
Mm-hmm.
And so those were the four things that I built. And those were the four things I focused on, and I pushed everything else to the side. And then as I got that up and running, that's when I went back in and looked at some of those other pieces I had pushed off to the side, you know, copywriting and blogging and
sure.
all these other things. And just the ability to put, you know, 75% of the stuff that I was getting off to the side and focus in on a list of tasks and put them in order, it really gave me a focus of clarity, A, to where I was spending a lot less time researching.
Mm-hmm.
And B, I was spending a lot less money, because once I did that, it became very clear for me. You know, I would get something in the mail, you know, in my email, and it would be an amazing email. And I'd read it and go, wow, this is sweet. And I'd click on it and I'd go over and look. And if it wasn't about how to build my product, how to build my list, how to set up ClickBank,
mm-hmm.
or how to drive traffic, then I was done. Right, I just knew that those were the only things I needed right now, right?
Right.
And so I would bookmark some of these other amazing offers. I guess it really just allowed me to distinguish what I wanted from what I needed, right?
Right.
And so that's what I did. I started concepting my project in late 2006, probably you know, September, October of 2006. And then I started building it, and I finished building it in January, February of 07. And then, like you had mentioned in the introduction to the call, I launched it April 1st, I think. No, it was March 1st, and then I quit my job on April Fool's Day.
That's great. That's really
Yeah, it was pretty cool. And, you know, I've been doing my thing ever since. And, you know, there's been growing pains, and it has been work. I know that... You know, you read a lot of things on the internet that are like, you know, you can sneeze and make $90,000.
Doesn't that kill you?
Well, you know what? It's entirely – here's a great example, right? You know, I can honestly say on this call that I can make $4,000 in 20 minutes because I can.
Mm-hmm.
If I send the right email to my list, I can do that.
Right.
But I don't much talk about – you know, the year of work that it took me to cultivate a really nice, friendly, personable relationship with my list,
mm-hmm.
get them to trust my credibility and my expertise and respect my recommendations and build that list up to the point where I had a list that I could send that email to. And that's really kind of the truth of believing what you see and seeing what you believe, right? I mean, I haven't met too many marketers that'll lie to you. Most of the people that I've met, you know, Brian Edmondson, Tellman, you, Mike Patel, you know, honest, ethical, hardworking guys, hardworking people, you know.
Right.
But you just got to learn to decipher what you're reading from what reality is. And, you know, there may be a way to make money online by flipping a switch. I haven't found it. It's been work for me.
It really is work for everybody. And that's one of the things I try to explain to, you know, the people that come to my calls. I have them like twice a month, and you know, they're always, I'm getting at least one question, you know, I'm in trouble, I need help, and can you tell me how to do this like tomorrow? And that's something that people just, you know, they need to understand, is that it can be done, but it's going to take work. Like you said, you can't sneeze and make it.
Yeah, it's not ideal to work from that place, you know. It's not ideal to work from a place of, I got to do this in 2 days.
Right.
You know?
Yep.
And you know, I mean, it's all relative as well. I mean, I know that you guys are quite busy up there right now, but I'm guessing you wouldn't trade what you're doing for anything.
Oh, no.
Yeah, and I mean, so I say it's hard work, and it is for sure, but I also get to work in surf trunks barefoot, and I also get to take off really essentially whenever I want. And, you know, granted, I don't take off for 6 weeks at a time or anything like that, but am I getting a ton more time with my kids and wife? Absolutely. Am I making a ton more money than I was? Absolutely. Am I doing it on my terms? Absolutely. But am I still working real hard? Yeah, for sure. So it's a trade-off. I mean, I think it's absolutely worth it. I wouldn't trade the ability to work on my own terms, helping other people achieve their dreams. I wouldn't trade it for anything.
No. And it's fun too. I mean, it's hard work, but it's fun. You know, and you really get into it. Once you see the money start coming, then it's even more fun. So
sure.
Yeah, it's the best job I've ever had, and I've invented myself many times over the centuries. But yeah, I work with everybody that's 20 years younger than me, so well, whatever. I just love it, and I hope that people that are coming into this realize that it is hard work, but it's also a lot of fun.
It's incredibly powerful. I mean, the ability to do work with anyone, anywhere in the world,
mm-hmm.
Is really, really incredibly powerful.
Oh, sure. And not having to leave, you know, in the snow if you're up north, or in a cold place, or not being able to go jump in the pool in the summertime. And, you know, I mean, I wouldn't work in a regular job again ever, ever, ever. I haven't for 20 years, and I would never go back to it.
Mm-mm.
So let me give you that link one more time. It's blogging for the number 4, boomers, B-O-O-M like Mary, E-R-S, .com/webmaster. And, you know, I encourage you to go over and check it out a little bit so you can see what Eric is all about. His site's very professional. It's just very well organized. I think it really rocks, Eric. You've done a wonderful job with it. You want to give people a little bit of a breakdown on what your program's about?
Sure, absolutely. I'd be glad to. So the Faster Webmaster, guys, essentially what it does is it shows you how to take all of the different pieces of paper that are going to make up your online business and put them in the right order and move the ones to the side that you don't need right now and focus down and create a set of goals that you're going to reach one at a time as you build your business, okay? Each of the pieces is a full session that comes with written instructions and images and also videos, step-by-step videos, so that you can watch me doing that specific task, whether it be building a membership website or building an ebook or building an audio product, whatever it may be. Once you go through the first section of the program, it'll help you really kind of pin down
you know, an area of interest or a kind of a little center of profitability, a niche, and a business model that you're going to use to wrap around that niche. And once you've got that plan of attack, my program essentially walks you through the steps so that you can build what you need to successfully attack that market.
Cool. Very cool. So what are the specific steps that people need to get their businesses moving? What should they do?
Well, the model that I just defined for you was the model that I used for the Faster Webmaster, the first one, which essentially was a program that showed people with videos step-by-step how to build a basic website with a squeeze page so they could begin to build their list. And my program certainly covers all that stuff. The new one certainly covers all that stuff. And then it also covers how to integrate, how to tie in ClickBank so that you can accept payments and also have an affiliate program.
Mm-hmm.
And it also shows you how to build a product. My product was actually a membership site format, but it also shows you how to build ebooks and how to build, audio products. So the program will take you step by step, not only through the model that I used to do so well last year, but also through whatever model it is that may work best for you. You know, it may work best for you to have a membership site or just focus on list building,
mm-hmm.
or it may work best for you to put out a bunch of reports. Whatever it is, the system will show you through how to do that.
Cool.
And so I guess that probably didn't really even answer your question. I guess to answer your question, I truly believe that all of you listening on this call need some sort of a website. If you have any interest at all in doing business on the Internet, I think, A, you need to understand the basics of how the Internet works, and then, B, you need a website, because if you don't really have your own website, you're really just kind of doing business out of the trunk of your car, essentially.
Yep.
I think that it provides you with a ton of credibility, and I think when people can see that you're, Pat at, bloggingforboomers.com rather than, SarasotaPat1859 at yahoo.com or whatever, I think it just gives you an enormous amount of credibility. People know that you're serious if you've taken the time to register a domain name and build a basic website, even if it's just one page with your contact info on it, right?
Right.
So I think that would be where I would recommend almost anyone starts, would be to start with a website, get a domain name. And, guys, for those of you that are absolute beginners, domain names are really just easy-to-use, word-based shortcuts.
Mm-hmm.
So, computers are ones and zeros, right? Computers work digitally on ones and zeros and numbering system. So without domain names, all the really cool commercials you see for Yahoo, it wouldn't be able to say yahoo.com. They would have to say, 218.46.95.some/. So really, domain names are just a marketing tool. They're an easy way for you to tell people where you're at in a way that they'll remember it. Okay?
Right.
So when you think of domain names that way, it becomes a lot easier to think about what you may or may not need. So, again, it's a cool way for people to easily remember where you're at. You want to keep it easy. You want to keep it easy to say, easy to spell, short if possible. Your domain name, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you can get one at GoDaddy.com, GoDaddy, GoDaddy.com, for I think about $12 a year. Do you use GoDaddy, Pat?
I do, and it's cheaper than that. It's only like $9.97 a
year.
Wow,
sweet. There you have it. So, literally the cost of lunch one day, and you can have a domain name for the entire year.
Yep.
And if you don't yet have a niche or don't yet know what you're going to build or what audience you're going to attack, then a great place to start is to just see if your name is available. Okay, just try and see if you can get yourname.com. Not YOURNAME.com, but actually your name. It's a really good place to start. And one thing to keep in mind, though, guys, when you use GoDaddy's website, it can look a little bit like a slot machine. They'll try and sell you everything but the kitchen sink. They'll try and sell you upgrades and downgrades and privacy and this and that and the other. When you're getting started, guys, just spend $10 and get a domain name, and I'm telling you, just having a domain name is going to put you miles ahead of a lot of people, right? Yeah, for sure. And so then once you've got a domain name, you need to get a hosting account, and think of hosting as basically just website rent, right? That's really all it is that your website needs a small little place to stay, an apartment. And it really is just a folder on a giant server somewhere, but, you know, you need a little place to put your website. Like when you first get your domain name, it's going to still be living at the GoDaddy soup kitchen. And you need to move on out. You need to move on up to the west side with that domain name. So you need to get a hosting account. And I think hosting, if you buy it by the year, you can generally get a sizable discount. Hosting should maybe cost you, I don't know, $10 a month, $15 a month, something like that. And again, if you get it for the year, it'll probably be more like $80 instead of $30 or $50 or whatever. And so that's a pretty good deal. I mean, think about it, guys. You're talking about having a domain name and a hosting account, which is essentially what you need to have a website, for under $100 a year. And I would challenge you to think of any other business that you could start for under $100 a year that has so much upside and so much potential.
That's for sure. And, you know, one thing I want to interject, too, you mentioned how GoDaddy tries to sell you everything. Do not get hosting with GoDaddy because it's too expensive. We usually recommend, and I use myself, HostGator, which, mm-hmm. as Eric said, you can get, a year's worth of HostGator for like $7.99 a month if you pay it all, you know, in the first year or so, or at one time. So, mm-hmm. you know, just go do it. I mean, it's not that expensive, and that definitely gives you a home on the web.
I think that's a great start. Yeah, and then at that point, I would probably – you still have to do one more thing. You have to basically fill out an Internet change of address form. The technical mumbo-jumbo for that is called updating your DNS name servers. And really all it is you're sending out a change of address form so that everyone on the Internet knows that when they type in your domain name, instead of knocking on the door at the GoDaddy soup kitchen, they need to be looking at your new address at your new hosting company. Updating your DNS. And again, Pat, I cover all of this stuff step by step with videos in the Faster Webmaster. But once you've done those three steps, then I would probably recommend that you walk backwards a tiny bit and do some research and figure out exactly what it is that you're going to build and who you're going to target as your audience for that offer.
That's great. The fact that you've laid it all out and show them how simple it really is. I mean, it sounds a little technical, especially with the changing of the name servers and that kind of thing. But really, when you know, it's like if you don't know what to do, you don't know where to go, and it all sounds complicated. But when somebody just shows you, it makes it so simple. It's just so simple. So that's really cool. I'm going to give you this address one more time, which is blogging4boomers.com/webmaster. And, Eric, you promised a little bit of something a little bit special if people buy on the call tonight, your program. And I wonder if you'd be willing to talk about that at this point.
Sure, absolutely. Here's what I'd like to do. I would like to offer those of you that are ready to take action and start building, actually building your online business step by step from the ground up, those of you that are ready to do that, I'd like to offer you the opportunity to pick up the Faster Webmaster 2 right now. And what I'd like to offer you is once you've gone through the first section, the five foundational sessions that really are going to help you define your audience, your offer, and the website model that you're going to use to present that offer to the world, okay? Once you've gone through those first five introductory sessions, I'd like to offer those of you that pick up the program during this call a one-on-one consultation with me over the phone, and I will record the call for you so that you can have it. But what I'd like to do is I'd like to get a look at your niche or your area of interest. I'd like to ask you some questions about what you hope to build, what you're going to offer that niche. And I'd like to just check everything over and make sure that you're headed in a direction that I feel will be profitable. And if you are, I'm going to give you some great ideas that are going to, you know, really plus your business. And if you're not, I'll help you get on track, okay? But I would like to offer that. I normally charge $400 an hour for my time at this point, so that is at least a $200 value. I think that we're probably going to need at least a half an hour. But I would like to offer that to you as an incentive to get moving, try out the Faster Webmaster 2, and see if it doesn't help you achieve your goals in building your online business.
Wow, that's pretty powerful. And, you know, I do, I think I mentioned, I do question and answer calls for my list like twice a month. And I get so many people that say, you know, I can't find anybody to talk to me. You know, they just don't know how to sort this stuff out. So by going through your first five lessons and figuring that much out and then getting your input on what you're, you know, what they're doing, oh, my goodness, how much time can that save? You know, how much confusion? That's really incredible. So thank you for offering that to the folks here. I know they will benefit greatly by that. That's awesome.
Well, it's absolutely my pleasure, and I really hope that people see the, you know, see the power in it. I just did a call, a one-on-one mentoring call last week with one of my coaching clients, a lady by the name of Diane. And, you know, she's been through the ringer a little bit. She's, you know, she's read enough about online marketing to fill books, mm-hmm. but she really just was having a bit of a hard time focusing in and focusing down and figuring out where to start. She had a bunch of master resale rights products and a bunch of private label rights products, and she was learning about blogging, list building, video marketing. And, you know, I really think I wish I could have brought her on the call. I know that she has benefited greatly from the time that we spend together, and she's really moving forward on a track. I'm really pleased with the progress she's making. So I would love to work with you. I'm looking forward to working with you, and we'll take it from there.
Yeah, that would be awesome. Eric isn't just a smart guy. He's a nice guy, and, you know, I think he'd really put you on the right track in a hurry. And, you know, like I said, I kicked around for, oh, goodness, probably 2.5 years, just like the lady you were just talking about, just trying to figure it all out on my own and really not getting very far. And that's when I joined, you know, and it cost me $500 a month to become one of Talman's coaching students. And I couldn't afford it, but I'll tell you what, it was the best money I ever spent, because when you have somebody to say, hey, no, this isn't the right way, this is what you should do, it makes all the difference in the world. And it's just incredible how quickly you can cut to the chase, you know, when you have someone to mentor you. So that's really, really powerful.
It really is. It's worth its weight in gold. And, you know, it's a sort of situation where, you know, it's like you said, you couldn't afford to do it, but you couldn't really afford not to do it.
Exactly.
And, yeah, I mean, it really is, I firmly believe in my heart of hearts that it really is just about buckling down and focusing and laying out a clearly defined set of steps. And once you've done that, some of those pieces may be a little easier than others. I mean, I know, for example, one of my steps that I had laid out was to put into place, like I had said, a software piece that would allow me to sell my product on the Internet and then also manage affiliates. And several marketers told me, man, you should check out One Shopping Cart. And, you know, I did. And after, you know, about a week of trying to slowly push my head through my wall, I mean, there's a ton of buttons and a ton of options, and I'm sure it's a very powerful piece of software. But, you know, if I can't figure it out with my 8 years of installing and messing with programs and stuff,
yeah.
Right? And so, yeah, I mean, you know, some of those steps may be easier than others. You know, some of them may be harder than others. But when you know at least what the steps are,
mm-hmm.
you know, when you know what the steps are that you need to take and in what order, and if you've got some step-by-step guidance in terms of a little hand-holding with some, you know, step one, go here, grab the software, step two, install it. By the way, here's a video that'll show you exactly what it's going to look like. I think it just makes a huge difference. You know, I think that, you know, the feedback I've gotten on my program has been astronomical, and I'm really proud of it. And I know that you know, when you're working part-time, when you've got, you know, many of us have kids, some of us have grandkids, all of us have bills. And, you know, when you're working or you've got other obligations and you can only pick up this business you're trying to build every once in a while, maybe in the evenings or on the weekend, if you don't have that clearly defined path, when you sit down, it's like, all right, tonight's ClickBank, right? or tonight's this or tonight's that. When you sit down and hit send and receive, and you're supposed to be working on your business, and you got 40 emails blinking at you. Whew.
Yeah.
Mayday.
Yeah,
absolutely. Mayday.
Well, we have some questions on the web here, so are you up for answering a couple questions?
Sure, I'd love to.
Awesome. Paul in Minnesota says, I have all the tools and a bunch of information. Do you have suggestions on how to actually get moving? Thanks. I think you gave a lot of really good ideas, but do you have maybe another one or two for Paul?
You know, what I just said, Paul, you really need a roadmap, and you really need to start just with the basics. I mean, you can't build a three-level house without a foundation. You've got to start with the basics, and you have to understand a bit about how the web works, a bit about your audience. If you have an idea of what it is you want to do, maybe you're a child psychologist and you've done some work with children, or maybe your wife or spouse has diabetes and you want to help people that have diabetes, whatever it may be, if you've got an inkling of an idea in your head of what you may want to do on the internet, then start by doing a little research. Go to Google and type in some of those keywords and see what sort of websites are out there, what sort of information's out there. Are there sponsored links on the right-hand side of those search engine page results, right? Because if there are, people are spending money to advertise there, which means generally, well, it means one of two things. It means they're really stupid and they're throwing their money away, or it means that there's money to be made there. And I think that in most cases, it means there's money to be made there, right? And you can maybe go to ClickBank and check in the marketplace and ClickBank's marketplace. That's clickbank.net. And do a search for those keywords in ClickBank's marketplace and see what sort of digital products are already out there. And Paul, right?
Right.
Paul, if you see a bunch of results of digital products that are already out there and you're thinking to yourself, oh, man, you know, that's a lot of competition, don't. Because those are all potential joint venture partners. Those are all products you could potentially refer people to earn commissions. And also, that's a real good indication that there's some money to be made there. So I would actually be more worried if there were no results.
Sounds like good advice to me.
Yeah, start with the basics and do some research and find a profitable area of interest.
Yeah, that's very important. So many people spend so much time building businesses and then finding out later that, you know, it's not going to work. So that's real good advice, Paul.
You know, when you think about it as well, I mean, you know, I know that your website is called Blogging for
mm-hmm.
Boomers.
Right.
I think it's probably pretty safe to say that your programs focus on blogging.
No.
And your audience may be baby boomers?
Yeah.
Right? And think
right,
about
right.
Telman. Telman's got a product called My First List. What do you think
yep.
it's about? I mean, you know, the faster webmaster. What do you think that will do for you? It really is all about defining an offer and putting it in front of the right audience. That's it.
That's it. Good answer, Eric. Let me get the next one, which is Jenny from Cleveland. And she says she's trying to build her first website. Do I need a squeeze page for every affiliate? I want to point people to a product I am representative for.
A squeeze page for every affiliate. she wants to point people to a product that she's a representative for.
Yeah.
You know,
she's an affiliate.
What do you think? Oh, she's an affiliate or like one product.
I'm not sure. Jenny, if you're still on the webcast and you want to make that a little clearer, that would be great. But it sounds to me like, she's representing a product, but she must have affiliates for that too. It's a little confusing. So, Jenny, if you're online, you want to make that a little more clear, that would be. And hello to Rick Berto from Warrior, Alabama. He's here with us tonight. Rick is a great guy. He comes to a lot of the calls, and so I just wanted to say hello to him. If anybody else on the webcast has a question, you want to type it in. We have Eric for another couple minutes here, and I know he's anxious to answer your calls. But also remember to check his stuff out. I mean, go to blogging4boomers.com/webmaster, and you're going to see some really professional-looking graphics. I've been inside the site. It's laid out so well. I mean, Eric, you're just so organized. It's gorgeous and really, really easy to follow. So you might want to visit that site and check it out.
You know, I do have some thoughts for Jenny.
Okay.
You know, I get asked questions like this a lot from people that are involved in MLMs.
Uh-huh.
Maybe things like Isagenics or things like, you know, MonaV whatever it may be. And there's a couple thoughts that I have for you, Jenny. One of them is, whatever it may be that you're representing, let's just go ahead and say that you're representing Arbonne, which is like face creams and makeups and stuff, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Then I wouldn't recommend that you build a squeeze page that mentions Arbonne or just talks about skin creams and stuff. Okay, because that's really going to limit you to that offer with those people, which means that when people come through, you're asking them to make a decision. A, do I want to sign up for this list, yes or no? And if they say yes and they sign up, then it sounds like you're talking about taking them immediately to an Arbonne page. And if they resonate with that message, that's B. Do I resonate with this Arbonne message, yes or no? And if the answer at that point is no, you pretty much have lost them. Because you talked about Arbonne when they opted in. You took them to the page and they said no. That's what you got them there for, was Arbonne. And if they've made a no decision, they're pretty much done, I think. And so what I would recommend that you do in that case is I would recommend that you build a squeeze page system that would focus more on things like, you know, looking and feeling young, which is a bit broader. Like, take it up one level and get that opt-in based on the fact that you're going to share some incredible information with them on looking and feeling younger. And then, instead of taking them directly to Arbonne's site, take them to a thank you page and give them something nice for opting in. And then that opens you up to a couple of things, Jenny. It opens you up, first of all, to be able to send them in a follow-up email to the Arbonne site. But you can also send them in a follow-up email to vitamins or supplements. You can send them to other digital products on how to look and feel younger. You can send them to any number of different things because you've got them there under that premise. And so I think it kind of opens you up to presenting your audience with a bit of a wider range of stuff so that you can hopefully monetize that audience a little bit better. And I don't know if that's the answer to the question you were looking for, but hopefully that helps.
Yeah, that's a good answer, good advice. Jenny hasn't given me any clarity on that, so I guess we'll leave it at that for just a moment, unless Jenny's frantically typing. We'll answer a couple of these. Let's see. Rick Berto says thanks. And, oh, our friend Daramai is here. Eric, he wants to know why you're so cool.
Daramai is one of the coolest dudes on the planet, and he and I need to catch up. He's you know, talk about an action taker and a go-getter. He just really a very cool guy. I know he's doing some stuff with Ken MacArthur at his boot camp coming up, and we've had a couple of really cool email exchanges. And Daramai, I'm looking for that video from you, man. I'm not letting you off the hook. You got to get out in front of more people. I want to see that video from you. So.
Do you know he called me on my birthday to sing happy birthday to me? Like,
yeah, he's just an incredible guy. He really gets it.
He's awesome.
He really gets it.
And he wants to know why I'm so fine, so that makes him absolutely fantastic.
Some things just can't be explained, Daramai.
Okay. Rick Falls, the other Rick. Hi, Rick Falls. is here, and he wants to know the site address. It's blogging for the number four boomers, B-O-O-M like Mary, E-R-S.com / webmaster. One word, webmaster, W-E-B-M-A-S-T-E-R.
So. And Pat, I know as well that for people that are on the webcast interface page, you've got a button there?
Yes, I do have. You can also press the button and go right to the site. So you don't have to worry about writing it down. Just, you know, press the button. So let's see. Rick Falls, again, says, great advice, very smart. I can see why you rock. There you go, Eric. Cool.
Thank you so much. And everyone on the call, I greatly appreciate you taking some time out of your evening to join us on this call. And I hope you found this information very helpful.
Yeah. And Deramaya says it's coming tonight.
Cool. Cool. The video. Cool.
Yeah, there you go. Okay, folks, I really don't have any more questions. Eric, do you have anything else you'd like to add?
You know, I just want to thank people again for taking a little time to join us on the call. You know, I believe in you, and I believe that anyone can do this stuff. It's just a matter of putting the right offer in front of the right people and putting a series of tasks into place that you can knock down one at a time. And I think that if you can do that, no matter how old you are, no matter how technically inclined you are, no matter what size, color, race, creed, background, genetic makeup, where you live in the world, whatever it may be, I truly feel that anyone can do this stuff. And so I would encourage you to take action and chase after what it is that you're looking for, and I believe you can get there.
Absolutely. I agree with that 110%. So I'm going to open up the lines, and we'll say goodbye. Okay, thank you again, Eric. It's been such a pleasure to have you. I appreciate you coming and talking, and I hope you'll come back sometime.
I would be glad to. Thank you so much, Pat. Thanks, everyone, for joining us on the call.
Good night, everyone.
Thanks, Eric. Great stuff.
Thanks so much, man. I appreciate it.
Take care.
Thanks, Pat.
Welcome.